Hello, and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, Jesus embraced his cross. Will we embrace ours? There are many types of crosses in the world, those we see and those we carry. We see them everywhere. They come in every size and variety. Giant ones tower over cities, while small ones are worn on necklaces. In addition to seeing crosses, we each carry one. There are as many different crosses as there are people in the world. What is your cross? Jesus embraced his cross. Do we embrace ours? Airbnb and VRBO popularized the idea of renting out one's personal home for another person's short-term rental. This concept has spilled over to recreational vehicles and boats. We all seem anxious to allow someone else to rent our stuff, and we are comfortable renting theirs. From a spiritual perspective, wouldn't it be nice if there was something called CRBO or cross rental by owner? It would allow someone else to try our cross on for size, and we could try on theirs. After all, it has been said that the grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence. Each of our crosses is constructed of two beams. One beam comes from our own inner sins and brokenness. The other beam is made up of the wounds, pain, grief, and heartaches heaped on us by the broken world. The resulting combination of the two beams give each person a very unique cross. Jesus stumbled under the weight of his cross. We often stumble under ours too. At times, other people's crosses appear lighter and easier to carry than our own. Unfortunately, we can't exchange crosses. When Pilate and the Roman soldiers thrust a cross upon Jesus, he did not curse them for doing so. The cross itself was neither bad nor good. Jesus made it good. Jesus chose to use the cross as an instrument of redemption rather than allowing his tormentors to use it as an instrument of destruction and death. Through his response to the cross, mankind was saved. Suffering and death are part and parcel of the human experience. We must each bear the weight of our cross along with all the sufferings it brings. Try as we may, we cannot eradicate all of our own defects and shortcomings. None of us are immune from the pains of this earthly existence. These things combine together to add weight to our cross. We strive to live in the footsteps of our Savior through acts of kindness, patience, and love, but we often fall short and respond in anger, impatience, and hate. We strive to live virtuous lives, but yet give in to envy, lust, and boastfulness. Impacted by our sinfulness and the scars of life, we become tempted to curse our cross. Doing so only leads to despair. Looking at the crucifixion with the proper perspective, we see that it really wasn't Pilate nor the Roman soldiers who thrust the cross on his shoulders. No, it was Jesus' free will to do the will of his heavenly Father that caused him to embrace the cross. The weight of his cross was caused by the sins of our humanity. That same humanity results in the weight of our own cross. Like Jesus, it's how we respond to our cross that really matters. Jesus embraced his humanity and all the pain that came with it. Will we also embrace our humanity and all the pain that comes with it? When we attempt to resist, deny, or despise our cross, we become bitter and filled with resentment. Through wisdom and grace, we must learn to endure our cross and triumph over it. Luke 14, verse 27 states, "Whoever does not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7, "Therefore, that I might not become too elated, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, an angel of Satan to beat me, to keep me from being too elated." Yes, we each have our unique cross and thorn. In Romans 5, verses 3 to 5, Paul states, Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that afflictions produce endurance, and endurance proven character, and proven character hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. There is no such thing as cross rental by owner. We are stuck with the cross and thorns we have. Paul begged the Lord 3 times to remove his thorn. Have you ever begged God to remove your cross or your thorn? I did for many years before discovering that God had been shaping me through my cross to prepare me for the work he had chosen for me in this ministry. Ultimately, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, that the Lord told him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. I will rather boast most gladly of my weaknesses in order that the power of Christ may dwell with me." It is only through heartache and pain that we eventually discover the wisdom to say, "I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecution, and constraints in my life. Therefore, like Christ, let's learn to embrace the cross we have been given. For when we are weak, then we are strong." Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, please give me the courage and strength to carry my cross. Although I may stumble, I desire to embrace my cross like Jesus did and carry it until one day I am united with you in paradise. I want to take a quick moment to welcome everyone who's recently joined us who attended the Blessed, Broken, and Scared retreat in Ithaca, New York. I also want to thank everyone who attended that retreat for making my wife and I feel so welcome in your community. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my new book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.